Hello and welcome to How to Stay Married So Far. And you are a sexy lot. You just keep saying to us, more sex, please, more sex, please, more sex, please.
No, 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 that's me.
Oh. So we're not, it's not full on sex today.
Oh, what a shame.
It's delving into the world of thruples.
Thruppledom.
Thruppledom. We've been watching the series From Couple to Thruple.
Couple to thruple.
What did you think thruple was? Did you? I mean, when did the word thruple come around?
Well, I think we covered it one long time ago on Coffee Moaning or something, where there was some sort of famous
Una Healy.
That's it.
Yes, because I think she's denied it since. Was from the Saturdays.
Right.
Was apparently in a thruple.
She was in a thruple.
But she said she didn't know there was another person.
See, for me, I quite like the word, but I mean, does that mean that a foursome is a thruple?
What, you like the word in what sense?
Not just like the word, I just like, I just thruple, three, couple. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's like thrice.
Thrice as much fun. I suppose for me, if I think thruple, I simply think threesome. And I think ménage à trois.
I thought it's a never bloody ending threesome.
I think it's a complicated set game of spaghetti.
I think lots of people end up having a threesome accidentally.
Do they?
I think a lot of people will have a planned threesome. I think a lot of people, people.
And
I think
people. Saying this from experience?
No, I am not. I do not want a threesome.
Oh.
And never have I ever wanted a threesome. God.
It's very complicated. I remember being with someone years and years ago, and I asked them.
God, you're not going to tell me about a threesome. No, have you been in? Okay. Have you ever been in a threesome?
Not quite.
Mark.
No.
What do you mean, not quite? Well, can you add up 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, I could count the number of people in the room, but it wasn't that three people were engaging. There was someone else who wasn't.
Who was watching?
Yeah. But didn't realise until afterwards.
Were you the person who was watching?
No.
So you were having...
Yeah, I didn't realise until afterwards, and then I was told, and I felt a
bit... Well, where were they? Behind a curtain?
Well, they were in a room, everyone was hungover, we'd all crashed the night, and yes, it was one of those situations...
Where you thought somebody was asleep, and they were actually watching?
Possibly, but then we were told that, yeah, it was weird.
You were told what?
Well, by the person in another amorous encounter that they had enjoyed...
Watching.
I can't believe we've got here really quickly.
Oh, my God.
It was an odd time. It was a dark time. It was a weird
very
time.
Unclear. What happened?
Oh, my God. I had, you know what, with someone. Someone else was in the room. Some months later, something happened between me and that other person in the room, and they said, oh, they'd enjoyed watching.
Oh, my God.
So not really strictly. So I would say it's an ocular threesome.
That's not a threesome.
No.
That's...
What is it?
That's voyeurism.
Oh, thanks.
Then taken to the next level.
What level? How many levels?
You then had sex with the person you were voyeuring.
I wasn't voyeuring anyone.
No, but the person who was voyeuring you was.
Yeah, but...
And then they did.
Wow. It's a bit weird. It's a bit odd. Anyway, no, so the whole idea of thruple...
We might cut that bit out.
So it made a really nervous sound in my throat. That was really odd.
Surprised. I've had a bit of a shock.
Well, sorry.
But anyway.
I was unaware. There was no... And I have talked about the other occasion where
If you're listening to a podcast, you can watch this on our YouTube channel and see my
show. You might not want to. And I think I've shared before somewhere else. Maybe we talked about something similar somewhere else. About the idea that I kind of... There was a flirtatious thing going on between me and a woman and she invited me back. And when she invited me back, her partner was there
Oh, yeah.
And she invited me into the room and we sat on the bed. And there was this... I was a little bit like
was
you
the
would have been.
Was the partner male or female?
The partner was male. And so obviously he was keen on... Yeah, and I was so naive and drunk, but yeah, not
I was
not drunk.
Say, how pleased were you?
Yeah, but not so drunk that I kind of tripped into anything silly. And I just sat there and I went, this is not for me. It's weird. I think I've always known that the
Imagine
whole idea
of it...
Imagine
if he was just a brother or a flatmate and you were so pissed.
No, she was sat on alongside him, stroking his chest, going, yeah.
Okay.
And
uncomfortable.
And I said, do you mind? Do you have a spare room? I said, I want to go to sleep. And they looked so disappointed. It was weird.
Did you call a cab?
No, I went in the other room and then I was so troubled. It wasn't back in the day when you could call a cab. You didn't really call cabs.
What are we talking about? The 1920s?
Well, no, we're talking about 1998. You didn't have Uber and stuff like that. It was 2 a.m. I was
Mini
just like...
Cab.
I just Yeah, but
minicab.
I'd have had to have asked them for the number, and they were busy wanting to get down to it.
You could have found the Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages.
Oh, they'd already got down.
Yes, once I'd stepped out, ooh, it was all going on. I was in another room. It was horrible, actually.
Oh,
I really didn't enjoy
God,
it.
God, so anyway, sobriety rocks, huh?
So I've always had a curiosity around it because I've always known I couldn't cope with the complications of jealousy, rejection. How do you overcome the...
What do you do when you're not doing anything?
Well, and also, how do you literally do it? So this series, Couple to Thruple, which is a Peacock series, which is also available on Hey You, I think we both went into it thinking, well, what did we go into it thinking?
Well, I thought, well, to be honest, I was still in the thinking that it's a threesome.
Yes.
But elongated.
Yes.
But then, and obviously the programme was trying to come across much more worthy than it actually was.
Yeah, really over.
And the first few
itself.
Episodes were very much worthy. You know, it was like, there was one couple that were like the gym bunnies.
Mm.
And I found them quite nauseating, actually, especially the man. But they pitched themselves quite well in that they were highly sexed, and that they loved each other so much. They had so much love that they didn't know what to do with the excess.
Yes.
So imagine your cup is fulleth, and then your cup has overfloweth.
Into a saucer.
And then you've got to have buckets either side of you where all your love, where there's just so much love, it pours into these buckets. And you just don't know what to do with it. So they had joined the show in the hope of finding a third person to join their totally
to lap up their love.
Perfect relationship so that they didn't have to keep wasting this love in these buckets, these sick buckets inside. And so we were like, oh.
So did you,
okay,
just pause. Your description there was incredibly colourful and there was lots of kind of stuff that wasn't being said as you described it. Did you go into this prejudging, this is a load of old nonsense?
No, I thought it was a threesome. So when they started saying, we want a third person in our relationship,
right,
we will be three people in one relationship. So then I was like, what?
Like a trestle table.
Yeah, just the idea of three people having sex and not knowing, me, just my brain going, what would we all do? The thought that now you've got to have a relationship, breakfast together, shopping, DIY. So you've got to do everything, right, with this other person. So that was one of the couples.
Mm.
Then there was another couple, a gay couple, weren't there?
Mm.
Do you want me to fill in about them?
No, I mean, I just want to sort of just scroll back just for a minute before we run through all of the couples. Because what
I... You're not going to go through all the couples.
No, but what I kind of found intriguing, that I think the reason I wanted to watch it was, I did want to kind of voyeuristically, without wishing to resurrect that word, look in on something that I think...
It's unknown,
yeah, but B, I would be lying if I didn't say, as I've just said, I see it just fraught with complications. So I was curious to see how people would navigate this seemingly complex and almost logistically impossible kind of equation. So
I mean, there's nothing more fascinating, is there, than looking through the window into something you have zero comprehension or experience of. That's I love that. I mean,
I just love
that.
Yeah, but don't look through windows, guys, because it's a bit dodgy.
You might end up having sex with Mark down the line.
But then, well, no, don't say that. But yes, the gay couple were curious because what struck us was they, you know, one of them was very nervy. One was much keener on the kind of experiment than the other one.
At the beginning, they were both very keen on the experiment.
Yes.
They wanted to spice it all up a bit more.
But one of them really struggled with the concept of it. But I mean, I'm shortening the kind of description. I'm sure you'll give it a bit more meat and colour. But for me, what struck me about the gay couple was what they essentially had was they wanted to be in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, but you jumped ahead a bit then.
I knew you were going to say
because
that.
I tell you why. Just because when we first started it out, we thought, oh God, these people are actually all wanting to just extend their relationship. So the first few episodes, we were like, oh, okay, so this is about really sharing each other's lives, fulfilling the overfilled cup of love. And one of them in the gay relationship was more bi, so they were even looking at possibly bringing in a woman.
Yeah.
And the other one was totally a gay, but was up for experiencing a relationship with another woman. And when we were going, blindly, well, that's going to be complicated. You've never fancied a woman, but you're going to bring them in. So it was, yeah, so we thought, wow, this is going to be just so fascinating just watching how this all works. And every couple had a different reason for wanting to be a thruple. Mm. And in those first episodes, we believed them, mm. didn't we? We mm. believed them. I'm still not saying it was something that we wanted, but we believed them. Well, as it went on, from about episode 3, we were going, all right, so they just want more sex.
Well, I didn't even think it was necessarily that. I don't think they did all just want sex, because there was a lot of jealousy very early on from one half of certain partnerships. I'm thinking of the guy who seemed stoned with the blonde-haired partner, you know, and she watched him kissing. So they have all these experiments and all this kind of stuff. I don't want to have to describe something that you're not seeing, but, you know, within the context of the show, lots of jealousies emerge very quickly. Lots of discomfort and feelings are being left out. So the gay couple, one half of the gay couple, he looked just genuinely unhappy as soon as they got into their relationship.
Well, he'd never been attracted to any women.
No. But so they were in their first throuple, and immediately you could see that his face was tightening. He couldn't cope with it. He was jealous. He didn't know what to do. He was awkward. He was dismissive. He actively wouldn't talk to the third person who'd come
jealousy
into it.
Jealousy that was coursing through his veins.
Meanwhile, his partner's bouncing around and enjoying himself and all this kind of stuff, but more and more the kind of eggshelliness was just... And you just couldn't help but feel, why are they all forcing themselves to do this?
Yeah, because they have to pick the thruple, don't they? They're all brought out. And so we were like, oh, okay, they just want to find someone else really attractive to just have sex with. Then you see them all go off, don't you, into the bedrooms, and it's so cringe. And yes, we just couldn't stop going, oh, my God, imagine it. You've suddenly got another person coming into your house, getting into the middle of the two of you.
It was always very symmetrical. With the athletic couple, he was always in the middle with his great big pecs with a woman on each arm. And you could see that he was just like, there's my body. Get down there and do stuff.
Oh, yeah,
now.
But do you remember straight away, the first thing that we saw actually was them all in the bathrooms together, going for a wee, brushing their teeth, like that domesticity that comes over time. And suddenly, like thinking of the young girls that came in, young girls are suddenly coming in with this much older couple who are so into each other and they're suddenly in the bathroom, they're brushing their teeth. And then he goes, oh, nice... nice tits. And she goes, yeah, they're all my own stuff. We were screaming, no!
I think something that I wasn't prepared for and something that kind of surprised me was, I think every man and a lot of women, there's the idea that the idea of a threesome is titillating and exciting. There's a difference between the idea of it being titillating, erotic, ooh. There's a big difference between the thought of it and the actual doing it. And I think a lot of men don't think about that sort of... And I think a lot of women don't think about the next step to that. What I was surprised by in this was there was none of that thrilling sort of titillating, eroticism that could come from a threesome. It all felt administrative. That was the word I kept writing down. I wanted to keep notes. There was an administrative approach to it.
Because they weren't looking for just the titillation of a threesome. So when we think of a threesome, mostly we think... Yeah, there are people that have that in their life regularly and it's fine, but mostly it's usually a wild night and three people end up having, you know,
confused sex.
But they were stating right at the beginning, we are interviewing people that are going to share our lives and everything to do with it. Mm. That to me is a completely impossible concept. So straight away, you're into their domestic life, their world, because the third person that's coming in was the one that I was the most like, oh, my God. But they were all so free with it, weren't they? Mm-hmm. They'd had other thruples before. It was like, oh, I love to just, like, come into this place of love.
Well, I suppose if the idea of it on the series did anything for me, it said to me, this isn't just about sex. Although I know you said it seemed like they were only... I don't agree.
At the beginning, it did, when they were choosing their partners.
Right. Well, and also there was that one couple for whom the sexual aspect was the most important. I think the part of it that I got really sort of confused by, and I still to the end of it, we didn't finish the series, we got about eight episodes in, because it ended up just being very repetitive and you just ended up feeling that what seemed to happen, the dynamic seemed to be that if you have an established couple first of any... So say me and you decided, we want an open relationship.
Let's bring someone in.
They're always going to be the extra.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be a different understanding between us that forever to that person will feel exclusive and excluding.
Yeah. You've got two people that are saying they're madly in love with each other and they have a great sex life, because that's what they all said. Everyone had a great sex life and everyone would love each other.
Yeah.
And then you've got to come into that.
And somehow find your place. But then how do you... But so then you've got that complication. But then for the... No wonder all the couples that went in as couples ended up going through absolute hell. Because I go in with our kind of closer relationship. Okay, we're outward looking. But then if your connection, as has happened with the gay couple, was more with that person, I'm suddenly like, hang on a minute, our relationship's
it's
over.
It's the most risky thing you could possibly do. But let us not forget this was a reality show. So, like, if anybody is in a throuple, we'd love to hear how that may have happened organically. We'd love to know more about it. God, I'd love to interview somebody that's in a happy couple.
Because
imagine it's not a reality show.
Yes.
Imagine that it was organically grown. There's somebody maybe that you're sharing a flat with or something, or you're all friends, you've known each other for a long time, and then that deepens and you find that there is love and there's a real, like, you know...
connection.
Synergy between you, the three of you. That... Because I think what we were doing, Mark, the whole time was I'm really aware of being stuck in my ways and wanting to open my thought in everything and not just go, oh, well, I can't imagine that. It's disgusting, which is what is my natural...
That's why there were so many parcels in the hall.
That's what is my natural proclivity.
To be closed off to this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because it's surprising.
No, because I definitely know I would not want that.
Yeah.
But I want to be more understanding of people that might.
Right.
It's not like I want to understand it more because that's what I want.
Right.
I want to be more understanding that maybe we are just, again, and we've had this this kind of line of conversation with a lot of the stuff that we've talked about around sexes.
Pegging.
Yeah. We don't know how much we have just been, you know, brainwashed into being a certain way. And a different generation might go, well, love is. You can have more love and want to share it.
Well, I think you mentioned something inadvertently there.
Lots of people's socks to pick up.
Yeah, but you've mentioned something there that I think is really important. Is really important to mention, because I do think... With younger generations, there is a loosening up of the strict rules. I think we've talked about this in relationship to certain types of sex holidays and stuff like that. And I think there is idea. And I think there is an idea around trying to step away from the idea of ownership or obligation or, you know, a locked-in, restrictive and limiting kind of thing. And I think you're right. I think we are an overhang from a generation. Though, having said that, I say we're an overhang from a generation, but my mum's generation was all hippie love and promiscuity and everyone love everyone and everyone have sex with everyone. So I don't think it necessarily runs with generations. But I do think if you look towards the whole fluidity around sexuality and gender identity and all this, I think it makes sense that at the same time there is a fluidity around what's acceptable and what's tolerable and what's doable or achievable in sexual relationships. I come from the old-fashioned school of when a threesome's mentioned, it's the, that could be erotic. But the weird thing is, even it being erotic, it's only if it happened once and you didn't have any consequences to it and you all kind of ran away with a hangover and actually probably chose to never talk about it again. That's how
waking
I think
up
about
in
it.
The morning.
Wow, part of it.
I mean, imagine now, right? Let's just have a bit of fun with this. Imagine now we have joined a reality show, right? And we said that we are going to do, we're going to do a throuple thing.
Right.
Can you even imagine for 1 minute how anyone could slot into our life?
Or slot into you.
Oh, Mark! Take that out. I'm not going to keep that in.
That's what we're talking about, though, isn't it? I mean, how would anything slot into anything? Because it would just be... How would it work? How would you feel if you saw
being affectionate
with another woman?
Let me think about it. If it was another woman, right, how could it work for me if it was another woman? Well, if it was another woman that I really like...
Oh.
It would become very difficult for you because I'm not talking about sex, but I'm talking about, you know, if I was going to have really female conversation every day, I was going to have
somebody
helping.
That was me thinking about me having sex with this woman and you struggling with that. But no, you're talking about you two getting on so well.
You know,
I'm outside.
Somebody to wash the salad when you're making the dressing, somebody to cook with.
Well, don't. You're going to convince yourself it's quite a nice thing.
Because that's how I grew up, with lots of women in the kitchen and everybody helping each other and everybody chatting and talking, whereas actually within a marriage, you do, you know, all those things one tends to do on one's own, don't they? I mean, I love it when the girls sometimes help me cook. Cause it's just
so, but okay, so by the same extension, I'd be like, well, how would she feel if there was a man in our relationship? And I would be immediately thinking in terms of how would I feel about you and him having sex and being intimate. You thought immediately of you and this other woman getting on and striking a friendship. Last thing I'm thinking about is the man coming in and me going, oh, we could go to the cinema together. we could go to an AA meeting together if he's in recovery. Could watch a new series on. Suddenly
he could
it
help
sounds
with some
really
of the DIY. I would put him to good use.
In what way? Slotting things in a screwdriver.
First of all, I'd hope he had a decent bloody drill.
Oh, my God, you're making me feel pathetic. Well, that's not nice.
It's already started.
What do you mean?
How a throuple could never work for the two of us.
Well, clearly, if he comes in with a full kind of toolkit, gives new meaning to the phrase toolkit. Why is it all about having a good... Why aren't you with a labourer?
What are you talking... You're starting to look silly now. What on earth are you talking
about?
So,
okay, so if we... So how would you... So you immediately took the possibility of this happening to you having a great sisterly friendship.
Someone to watch the letters.
But would you then be able to go down on her? I'm just asking, because this is what they... would you?
Kids are upset.
They're not. They're more interested
in
some...
No, I would not. I have no desire to have sex with another woman.
Right.
No desire.
Okay, so if the man with his tool decided he wanted to, would you want him to?
No, I'm just trying to think.
Oh, my God, hang on a minute. could have driven a truck through that slot.
Listen, we are pretending that we have to do this reality show, right? I don't want you to have sex with anybody else. I don't want anyone. Well, I do quite want somebody to make a salad with me, but I've just got to get over that.
But do you want a man with a toolkit to have sex with you?
But if we had to do a throuple,
right?
And, like, you know, you... I absolutely have the guarantee that they're going to be flown back to wherever they came from at the end of the thing. We're never going to see them again. And, you know, we've had a massive row. I'd be quite happy to not see you for a few hours.
For what?
And you went off and had sex. Because don't forget, this is all pretend. We're not really doing this.
No, I know. So you'd be happy for me to go.
No, I wouldn't be happy, but it would be...
So would you be happy to go off and nob him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to just nob somebody I don't know.
Yeah, but they've come into this hypothetical situation that you've now said, I'm all right to go off into
it. No, I don't want him.
I'm now in a room with someone else.
No.
The woman that you like making salad with, I'm suddenly now, you're like, yeah, that's... You're suddenly like, to get some peace, you're letting me go off for 2 hours. What if I don't want to?
2 hours.
All right, 20 minutes. But you wouldn't want old toolkit chap.
No, I wouldn't.
To come in and fix you.
Listen, I would get him fixing things before I don't need any fixing. I would get him to fix things.
And then, so when I came out of this 20 minutes... with this person, how would you feel about me?
There'd have to be an interim period. You'd have to go out.
Having a shower, okay.
No, not having a shower, that made me feel ill. You'd have to go somewhere else.
What? Go to another country, have a shower and then come back? Go to a premiere and roll around in a bed?
No, don't.
What?
No,
what, to get clean? Because their sheets are so good in a premiere in.
They're clean.
I'm talking about premiere in beds.
Why are you doing?
You said I had to go to a premiere inn.
To have a shower. Actually,
a shower?
For the whole thing, you have to go to a premiere inn.
I don't want
to
have a shower.
That's
why
it's a couple of hours.
You've got to drive
to Croydon premiere inn. You've got to have sex. You've got to have a shower. And then you've got to come back looking like nothing happened. You're going to need at least 2 hours.
But what about if you know what's happened? Does it not bother
you? No, I don't want to know.
But you would know.
No, only because we're in a show.
But how would that leave you feeling? Because then we might get close to how these poor fuckers felt in this show.
Well, if I didn't
would you be
have
curious to know whether
it,
I had a better time?
If I
time?
Didn't know about it, if I didn't see
the
about it.
The point of the
and,
show
and
is that you know all
off.
About it.
We've had a row. I've had a couple of hours of peace. Good work.
What could work?
You going off and to the Premier
so
League.
So am I right to take that the next time we have a huge row, you want him to make a salad, if I charge off to the Premier Inn, I can have conjugal rights with some...
Of course not. We're doing a hypothetical reality show.
Yeah,
what's
but in the reality show,
how
they
now?
All knew
how
what
now?
Happened.
How now have we arrived?
Why are you wanking with your hand? You're doing the gesture.
Don't say things.
Stop doing this.
I'm doing this.
But in the reality show, hypothetical reality show, you would know that I'd gone off. I would come back to you and they wouldn't let you know.
Wouldn't be spoken about.
What do you mean? Then we'd be thrown off the show because the producers would want us to talk about
it. Oh, yeah. What would you say?
What? That's what I'm asking you. I'm the producer now. I've gone and slept
okay,
with
you
some.
Be the producer.
Okay, so how did it feel? How does it feel knowing that Mark's back and he went off to a Premier Inn and had great sex with someone? And
what's her name?
I don't know. Susie?
Susie?
I don't know.
Mark!
Well, because any other name that I say Susie. That we know someone with that name, people will be like, oh. Kay?
That is such a funny name.
Susie? Because I don't know a Susie.
No, but why did you think...
Because if I knew someone with the name, you'd be like, ah.
Oh. No, I'm not saying it should be a name of people that we know, but it's just a funny name to choose.
Susie. Yeah, it's quite
you know,
Susie.
It's quite Susie. Well, Susie.
It's quite.
That's why you've thought
it's
of it.
It's quite thruppily, isn't
that's
it?
Why it's a very thruppily name.
I quite like the sound of Susie. So say again, what are the conditions for me to have to get the Premier in with Susie?
If you've pissed me off.
Well, that happens
and
every
I'm
day.
And I'm a couple of hours alone.
Right. And I just have to come back and not mention it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe thruppels are quite a good idea. I don't know.
No, because don't forget, she's coming back with you because she lives here.
So how would you feel? As we both walked through the door?
I'd say...
Would you mind?
Put the kettle on, one of you.
Would you be... Yeah, but no, but seriously, would you be thinking, oh, dear, I wonder if you have better sex with
one of you put the kettle on and one of you made me a cheese
because men, I think one of the problems for men, and this is an interesting point, I think men would get worried about the prowess of the other person. Did you prefer it? Did they make you
well,
have more fun?
I don't
fun?
Think that's the provision
would women,
of men.
Would you
think,
feel that?
I think that's human beings would be comparing themselves. Absolutely.
I'm just thinking about what Susie would wear.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, I like the sound of Susie.
Susie. So I see her with, like, swinging...
knockers?
Titian hair.
Oh.
No, not knockers. God.
Never said that word in my life. I've never used the word knockers to describe it. The way you said it,
you said
encourage
knockers.
An end of the pier sauce.
Well, what can I do? I'm saucy Susie.
Yeah, in a minute, I'm going to have to take you in there. So, is there nothing about it that kind of tickles your fancy?
I've explained everything that would tickle my fancy. If I get some time alone, if I get some help.
Oh, so none of the actual indulgence of a throuple.
If I have a nice female chat.
So it's basically about finding a friend who distracts your husband when he pisses you off.
Yes. That's the way a throuple could work for me. How could a throuple work for you?
In
I've said it.
Exactly the same way. Only if her name is Susie, though.
Spicy Susie.
On that note, there we go.
A load of silliness. How wonderful. And don't forget. This was hypothetical.
I think. I'm just going to go and check the name Sue. Oh, God.